No! She shouted. Or perhaps she only thought it, for no whisper of sound escaped her lips. She was being carried. Her eyes opened to gaze up at a flat, dead sky, black and bleak and starless. Please, no! The sound of Miramar's door's voice grew louder, until it filled the world. The shapes, she screamed. The dancers! Ser Jorah carried her inside the tent. Arya. The scent of hot bread, drifting from the shops along the street of flour, was sweeter than any perfume Arya had ever smelled. She took a deep breath and stepped closer to the pigeon. It was a plump one, speckled brown, busily pecking at a crust that had fallen between two cobblestones. But when Arya's shadow touched it, it took to the air. Her stick sword whistled out and caught it 2 feet off the ground, and it went down in a flurry of brown feathers. She was on it in the blink of an eye, grabbing a wing as a pigeon flapped and fluttered. It pecked at her hand. She grabbed its neck and twisted it until she felt the bone snap. Compared with catching cats, pigeons were easy.